Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's 9:35 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's time for your Monday morning Malcolm Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I like to tell people, you know, when they're like, how do you guys prepare? I'm like, it rolls so smoothly. And we just happen to stumble upon things and have topics. And I always enjoy when I'm doing my segment at 9 and you roll in and have an opinion on what I'm talking about. That's my favorite.
Yes. I think I've said this before. When I first started to do the show, I would study all day Sunday and get nervous and worry, what am I going to say? And so when it came to Monday, it sounded very mechanical, and I just didn't feel comfortable until one day we just started talking about stuff, and that's how it evolved. That's how I feel comfortable, I guess.
Well, and if so, for me, I mean, I pretty much will talk to anybody about anything, like, unless it's like, you know, inappropriate, then I'll save that for the quiet audiences. But, you know, for the most part, like, I think that especially on a Monday, people want to laugh, people want to be encouraged, people want to be motivated, and they want to hear what they have to look forward to the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, pretty much. And if you have a question for Malcolm, please feel free to weigh into the conversation. 437-1620. I was going to ask you how you fared in that really fun storm on Saturday.
Well, we were chatting just before with Tammy. I live less than a mile west of Emerald Coast Brewery. And I got up at 4:30 and the wind was sideways, and but fortunately I didn't get any damage. But it got pretty hairy there.
Yeah, I mean, it was, if you lived anywhere near that area, there was a lot of people. It was hit and miss with the damage, but Emerald Coast, I mean, they lost their roof, it peeled off. A lot of people were like, did we miss a tornado? Was it was just like snuck in there real quick and then disappeared?
You kind of have to think that might have happened. A very a small localized one, hopefully.
Well, and so I'm, and like I told Tammy, I'm not used to tornadoes up north, but kind of prepared for all year round there being a possibility of one. And it just kind of goes to show, you know, everybody had talked last week about how this upcoming hurricane season is going to be worse than last year's, which I feel like a lot of them ended up in the Gulf. So I don't like those odds. But seeing a storm like we saw on Saturday, and it's only April, it kind of confirms that.
Yeah. But let's be optimistic. They'll go someplace else.
Yes. Hopefully they'll just turn around and go back out to sea.
I think that as long as you have plenty of flashlights and batteries and water and, you know, keep ahead of your medications and things like that, and then don't worry. If it comes, it comes. Chances are they won't, and we'll be in good shape. At least that's my philosophy anyway.
Right. And a lot of people are texting and saying that the hail was super bad. And, you know, I saw the pictures of the hail coming down and, like, totaling cars.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if it wasn't enough that we already have, like, crazy weather. Like, this morning I woke up and I had to put jackets on my kids to go outside. But, you know, then all of a sudden it's going to be 80 degrees. So one day you might get hail. The next day you might roast The next day it might be cold. And then all of a sudden July hits and then we're just all sweating and miserable for a couple of months. Mm. And that, I feel like that does not make a good postcard for Florida. We don't, but we all deal with it and we get to enjoy pretty much. I feel like here at least 90% of the time it's good weather.
Yeah, we shouldn't focus too much on the bad weather. You know, human nature dictates that we forget the bad stuff pretty quickly, or at least put it to the back of our mind. And we focus on the good stuff, the beautiful sunshine, the beaches, those wonderful days of 100% humidity.
Right. We'll look at that as a positive.
Yeah, it sure is better than being blown to Kansas, which we almost were over the weekend.
Right. But outside of that, like, we had the bad weather, all that, yesterday was perfect.
It was beautiful. I hit a few golf balls and then played 9 holes with a friend, and it was wonderful. It was beautiful.
It really turned out. I mean, I went for a really long walk. It was absolutely everything. Everybody was outside. Everything was blooming. I went to sleep hearing the sound of a leaf blower in my brain, because I feel like that's all I heard from the time the storm ended until the time I went to sleep yesterday, was everybody blowing the debris off of their sidewalks. Yeah. and their driveways. Mm. But let me remind people here, I'm just going to do this plug because it's a little bit of a pet peeve. Don't blow your debris into the street, because then it goes into the drainage system.
Yes.
And it's really bad.
What I do is I blow it onto my lawn, because it will just, you know, it'll break down and actually help the lawn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Leaves and things like that, yeah.
Okay.
It creates a good mulch, particularly when we get into the... You know, I'm stealing Mike Wiggins' thunder here. He's the one that should talk about this.
That's
and
okay.
He may disagree with me.
Listen,
but
we can fight him later.
Yes. I use a mulcher, and I find that if you create that mulch, it retains the moisture much better.
Okay.
Rather than bagging and taking away all of the cuttings.
Right.
Again, that'll be an interesting question for Mike in Florida. Should we mulch or should we bag? I must call in sometime and ask him.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually a good question, because I like to rake. I like to rake it all up and then I put it in a big pile at the bottom of my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way they can come with their claw machine. And the other thing is too, when they come with the claw machine, if you don't put it in your yard and you have it on the street, the claw machine like scrapes the pavement and the asphalt and it just sounds awful. But when it's in your yard, they can just scoop it up with their scooper thingy. I obviously know what I'm talking about when it comes to the machine.
This is getting very technical.
Very technical. I obviously drive those very often. Actually, no, you don't want me driving one of those. Pretty much anything bigger than a van is off limits.
Now, I do want to say, before we move on to other mindless subjects, that Friday night I had dinner with your Dave and Mary Huxing.
Oh, they're so wonderful.
Yes, I always enjoy their company, but I got an opportunity to sit down with them and congratulate them on their Pace Award.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
well deserved.
They do a wonderful job. I have a tremendous respect and admiration for them, how they have created the radio empire and, more importantly, use it for the good of the community.
Oh.
Which is something I feel very strongly about, as you know.
1,000%. Mm. And they care about the community.
Yes.
We're seeing our community thrive. They're a part of it. They're a huge part of it. Just getting information to people, and in the best way. I'm very humbled and honored to be able to be a part of this team. I can't say that enough. But I will also say, you know, working at different places my whole life, I've tried everything and I've always had my passion, and this is a part of it. You know, having individuals like Dave and Mary take a chance on somebody like me who took 7 years off to raise a family, that speaks volumes. So
yeah.
I just have to say that too.
Yes.
They see people and they see their worth and
they
see their potential.
Yeah, they judge people for who they are. And
that's right.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, in a downtown crowd, we talked a little bit about this before, but there's a really cool article about putting a spin on recycling and people who upcycle. Are you one to do that? Do you like take something that should go in like the trash or the recycling bin and then turn it into something like useful?
In a word, no. I am not in the least bit creative in that way.
No? Okay.
Although, I will say, I hate to throw things away. I keep every little nut and bolt and anything that might appear to be useful at some period of time.
Okay. And useful.
Yes. Of course, you never use them, but...
I mean, but if you did need to, then they'd be there. So I want to talk more about this. We're going to take a quick break. Look, time is flying. It's already 9:45 here at News Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and chat with Malcolm. But if you do upcycle, put a little spin on that, make something that should be trash into treasure or usage, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you don't come see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you if I haven't already.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees, or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wickens is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use, as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Pensacola Opera's HMS Pinafore, the Pensacola Habitat Food Truck Festival, and the Symphony's Beethoven and Blue Jeans, because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wickens to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're chatting with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing.
Yeah, I should say up front, I do recycle.
You
because
do.
Those leaves and stuff that I blow back onto my lawn to mulch down is
that's
recycling.
That's right.
Yeah.
You DIY mulch.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Pretty good. I have to say, I do admire that. I was sharing with Malcolm that my oldest child is very good at upcycling. He likes to take things that I pretty much start putting into the recycling bin to go out to the brown trash can, and he turns it into something special, even as recently as taking a shoebox from a pair of shoes that I just bought him, and it was going to go in the recycling bin, going to break it down, put it in there. I always check to look, right? You always make sure. and he turned it into a game, a board game. Took all different recycled things all over the house and turned it into a board game, and now it's in our board game chest. So, you know, I think it's something good to teach kids. I'm really appreciative that it's highlighted in this month's issue of Downtown Crowd. I was going to also give you a shout out. You gave Dave and Mary a shout out. I want to give you a shout out because Friday we had Pace Center for Girls on.
Yeah.
And we talked about the cookbook.
Yes.
And you guys were a part of that.
Yes, we were very proud to be a part of that. I must say, I'm always proud of everything we do. I think we do a
great job. Oh, absolutely. My husband... Yesterday we went out to breakfast at Bagel Heads. It's one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
And you know, I ran into friends, we're chatting, and he disappeared. He came back with a stack of like the magazines. I was like, you know, I have those at home in the magazine stack. Like, you know, but he was perusing Pensacola Magazine. Hey, look at this. Look at that. And for me, it was like a proud moment, like to get to experience that and also be like, where you been, buddy? No, I'm just kidding.
I was especially proud of the cookbook because it came out great.
Right.
But more than that, it helped Pace Center raise money. And so I felt doubly good about it.
It's,
and by the way, I believe they are still available.
Yes, till the 17th.
Yes.
I think it's the 17th or the 15th, but they're still available.
Yes.
And all the proceeds go to Pace Center for Girls, which is an amazing organization.
And there's some great recipes in there.
Really cool ones.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I mean, they gave it to me and I have a lot going on back here, so I didn't get to sit and read it. But at the end of the day, when I was finished with all of work and I got home, it was actually a pretty late evening, I sat and started reading it. And my kids love cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
We have some from when I was a child back in the 80s, and my kids still love pulling those out and making some recipes. And so being able to have something like that on the shelf is extra special to me because it's not just another cookbook. It's a way to give back to the community and also raise awareness in the process. But yeah, I saw a few things that I already want to try. And it's cool that people that put it in are locals, and those are their recipes.
Yes.
So if you guys haven't checked that out too, you need to go online and Facebook, Pace Center for Girls. And Ballinger Publishing was indeed a part of it. I want to, unless you have something to say, I was going to ask you something.
I always have something to say.
Please go for it. You do. I mean, I'm not.
No, but I will defer to you. I'll be a gentleman. You first.
Well, I was going to ask you about any upcoming events. Oh, I found it. The April calendar for Downtown Crowd. If there's anything that's sticking out to you.
Wednesday night is healthcare appreciation night at the Ice Flyers.
For the healthcare workers?
For the healthcare workers.
That is so cool.
So you know how I feel about hockey. I love letting my hair down and stamping my feet.
Letting your hair down.
And
it flows very, very beautifully and lusciously. As the Ice Flyers zip back and forth, your hair just flies in the wind.
If you see me at a hockey game, you may say, is that Malcolm or is that somebody else in his body? Because he's not acting like Malcolm. I go a little crazy. I mean, I just like to scream. And because it's exciting. It's a way to release those inner aggressions, I guess.
It's
safer. I don't know. I just feel good. And that and a cold beer and life is good.
That's right. I mean, and there's just... For me, just growing up, I've told people this before, growing up and being able to go into the hockey arena, everything is off the table. You're just there to have fun. You're there to support those guys. I mean, they're losing their teeth for crying out loud over this game. They're losing, like, their chances of, you know, love and happiness. And we need to support them with all of our might because it's just good fun. And so Wednesday night, there's now what does that entail? If it's healthcare supporter, are they letting healthcare workers in for free or half price?
You're going to have to go to find out.
Oh, listen, I'm not a healthcare worker. I'm not even going to pretend. I don't like even putting Band-Aids on my kids' boo-boos. It grosses me out. I just like to stay away from anything that involves blood or whatever. So those people are the real heroes, I have to say. So,
and then the 23rd, which is that next Tuesday or a week from Tuesday or a week from Wednesday?
It's coming
is
up.
Autism night.
Oh, with the ice flyers.
Autism awareness night.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. April is Autism Awareness Month. I think they're changing the name of that whole thing. I want to say, I'm not even going to try to guess, Autism Awareness Appreciation or something like that along those lines. But yes, that's something important to raise awareness for and to support those individuals as well as their families, because they just face a different road in life.
And then the 24th is Fan Appreciation Night.
Oh, okay.
Which is me.
That's,
I'm a
yeah,
fan.
That's all.
I will be appreciated.
If you're not a fan, then listen, I have some words for you. I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll wrap up here with Malcolm when we come back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in this morning at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's this morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain.
Well, ain't it a shame our time is almost finished
here. That is a great song. You have great music taste.
Thank
or was
you.
It just pure luck?
No, so I was raised by a musician. My dad played sax for Bill Haley and the Comets. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was raised in music, and so it just kind of flows in my soul. And then, you know, I started singing at a very young age, probably about 4 or 5. And actually, that's funny, I had a severe speech impediment, and so they wanted to do surgery to fix different things inside, and instead they said, we want her to start singing and talking more. And I haven't shut up ever since.
You took the very words out of my mouth.
I didn't even let you. Did you hear me speed
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
I made sure I just went right in. Went in for the kill. I am looking forward to the bridal issue. I'm really excited.
It is at the printers.
Woo!
And I really like the front cover. I'll say up front, I had nothing to do with choosing the cover. I let my staff do that because several of the brides, I know the families, so I kept well out of it. But it's a great choice. It's very, lots of action, I guess.
Oh, there. Look at that little teaser for us.
Yes.
And it's at the printer, which means it's going to be in our hands soon.
It'll be here very, very soon.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Malcolm. You guys
Thank
stick
you.
Around. We're going to take a quick break, check in with Fox News, and then I want to chat about food.